Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey. All right, let's talk.
The Drive.
The best show in town.
On KFH.
Welcome back. The musical theme this week, Bare Naked Ladies. This is called Pinch Me. Tomorrow on the show, Shocker Nostalgia with Ron Mendel.
Okay.
Guy I've known for many, many years. He's agreed to come on and talk a little bit about his basketball playing career in the 1960s. That's coming up tomorrow, Friday, a one-hour show. So we will have Joanna Chadwick and a five questions guest, and that'll be about the extent of it.
Yes, sir. Jack Oliver, we'll talk to him during the break. Two things.
One, can't wait to talk to Jack. One, does he have news for us?
I don't know, maybe. One, the bare naked ladies are neither bare nor naked nor ladies. Discuss. Two.
Discuss?
Yeah, coffee talk with Linda Richman. Come on.
Dude, I don't care. I don't want to know about all that.
You've never
Who's
watched...
hosting the Saturday Night Live debut?
That's I need. I got to give my second thing first.
What is it?
I've decided that I'm going to go to lunch with a listener once a month.
Good for you.
Yeah,
who
isn't
cares?
That nice?
I don't have time to go to lunch with listeners.
Okay, well, I do.
I got lunch with people that are moving and shaking.
I had lunch with Daniel Collins last month.
Did you really?
Tomorrow I'm going to have lunch with our listener, Tim.
Really?
Yeah.
Do they ever say, man, I wish Bob was here?
No, they don't.
They don't ever say that.
Why would they? Because
I'm the guy that they'd want to have lunch with. Let's be real.
No, they're not. You're not.
You really
not
think
Not everyone
that.
Can handle your overbearing, heavy-handed nature. Some people like to just chill.
You're calling me overbearing and heavy-handed.
A little.
You've seen me at lunch. I sit in a corner.
Right, when it's us,
So you're saying that if it wasn't just us, I'd be like, hey, how you doing?
Yeah, I think so. Billie Eilish, musical guest, Woody Harrelson hosting the SNL premiere.
Who's the musical guest?
Billie Eilish.
Why don't I know him?
Because it's not a him.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know her?
Yes.
I'm embarrassed now.
That was like in Clueless. When
there's about half of the musical guests that I don't know.
When he said, you like Billie Holiday, she said, I love him.
I don't want to hear it.
Okay, well, it's Billie Eilish.
Shannon, have you heard of that musician?
Billy Idol?
No.
Yeah, no, I haven't heard of
You've heard of Billie Eilish. Give me a break. Quit trying
You're
to
right,
preserve
no,
your man card.
Haven't. Oh, boy.
Jeff, why would anybody want to go to lunch with you?
That's all that is. I'm too tough to know Billie Eilish.
No, he doesn't know Billie Eilish.
Yes, he does.
Oh, my God.
Don't.
Shannon, what's up?
Well, I wanted to call in yesterday, but I was stuck in San Fran and layovers and all. I didn't get home till like 1 or 2 in the morning to Wichita. So I wanted to know what you thought about the Raiders win.
I watched about 2.5 quarters of it before my eyes just wouldn't make it. I loved the crowd. And what I said yesterday on the show, and I applaud you for being there, man, how are these people this energetic and into the Raiders when next year they won't even be in Oakland?
You know, I'm going to tell you something, and this is, I know everyone says this about all their fans. Truly, the Raiders have the best fans. They don't matter. It doesn't matter if they're 4-12, 12-4. They're always for their team. Not like other teams in this area when their team sucks that they give up. Talking about Chief fan.
We kind of figured that.
It was the greatest feeling when Tyrell. All you heard was the chant, F-A-B, F-A-B. I mean, everybody was chanting. It was so loud. It was amazing. Loud, loud stadium.
I'm optimistic. However, I see the holes, especially on offense. I think the defense is better. I think it's going to be a legitimate defense. I'm a little worried about the kid that got his shoulder hurt.
That Abram, that's yeah. the problem. That's what I was going to say. I think we had a chance to give KC a good game next week. With Abram out, I'm telling you, that's huge.
And Conley.
And I have a feeling the Chiefs are going to come in. I think they're going to win by 10 points, 12 points.
Maybe more.
The only thing good for us is Tyreek Hill's out, so that's just one less person to worry about. But the Raiders are rebuilding, and we know that. And if they go 7-9, I'm happy. But if you ever get the chance, this is your last chance, Bob. You got to get to Oakland to see a game. It's the best tailgating. It is the best atmosphere, and the fans are cool. They truly are cool fans. They don't give it too much to the Denver fans or Chief fans. They're actually cool about it. Unlike other teams, when you go to their parks, they're total jerks to the other crowd members.
Thanks, Shannon.
I'd have to see that to believe it, but that's okay. I'll take his word for it.
I like Shannon. We get into it on Twitter or Facebook occasionally. I don't necessarily agree with his viewpoints on some things, but my goodness.
But that's everybody
it's
on
fun.
Earth.
It's good to have a guy who can debate and be entertaining while he's doing it.
Okay.
That's how I feel about it. I don't mind debating with
Shannon's
people.
Shannon's a nice person. I really think he's heard of
Billy
Eilish.
Yeah, he is.
Though.
I enjoy him, and he's a great caller, and we appreciate it. I like having the give and take. It doesn't threaten me.
Former show contributor.
Right. He's a member of the band. Now tell me about the dude that had a song from this person.
Billie Eilish, she's like 16. All the teen girls love her. You've heard Denise Neal talk about her because her daughter loves Billie Eilish.
Boy, how do you spell the last name?
E-I-L-I-S-H.
And she's hot, apparently. Not hot that way, but if she's on the first episode of Saturday Night Live.
She is trending upward, yes.
That's got to be a pretty big deal. And Woody Harrelson, my goodness. See, I enjoy that show.
Oh, Woody
that
Harrelson's
is appointment television for me.
Would you have expected Woody Harrelson when he was on Cheers? Played that character fantastically.
It's a great question.
To become an unbelievable actor.
Here's what you knew about the Cheers cast. That all of them were outstanding. And it's pretty much played out that way.
One movie star among the bunch, though. Would you have picked that?
I think Ted Danson was a movie star for a little bit.
Not a movie star. Well, kind of. He was in a couple kids' movies and whatnot. But
he's been in more than a couple kids.
He's one of the biggest television stars ever to live.
Probably in history.
Cheers, and then Becker, and then The Good Place. That's a good run.
Love Ted Danson.
I think he was on one of those crime shows for a while, too, wasn't he?
One of those what?
Crime shows. Wasn't he on CSI?
He was on CSI.
Yeah, so that's a run right there.
Yeah. And then we've got Kirstie Alley, who's from right here in Wichita.
That's correct.
So, yeah, Cheers, to me, is a legendary television show.
I guess 3 Men and a Baby. He had a decent little run with those movies. He's been in some movies.
Were you into Cheers?
I love Cheers.
Well, you weren't old enough for Cheers.
Of course I was. I was mature.
When was it on?
It was on
87 to 97?
Thursday nights.
What years was it on?
Well, give me a minute. I can't just look all of this up simultaneously.
You had George Wendt. You had John Ratzenberger. You had Kelsey Grammer.
82 to 93.
You had Rhea Perlman. Who am I missing?
George Wendt.
B.D. Neuwirth.
John Ratzenberger.
George, I said Ratzenberger. Shelley Long.
Yeah.
You had a great cast. Great cast.
Yeah.
All right, Max. That was a little bit of
275 episodes.
A little bit of a short segment, but we've got a good guest coming up next. Tom Tingle from the DLR Group, involved heavily in the design of the new stadium, which is quickly going up downtown. Tom will talk to us about the particulars of the stadium, what it was like to get this thing designed and get it rolling. Tom Tingle, our guest next. You're listening to The Drive right here on KFH.
time. Can't stop staring at those ocean eyes. Burning city.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.